She Did It Her Way podcast, episode 292. What? Three easy steps to help you outsource your first task. Hello and welcome to She Did It Her Way, a podcast dedicated to helping you launch a business that allows you the freedom to create from anywhere, design your own schedule in a way that supports you, and pursue what it is that lights you up. I'm Amanda Boleyn, your host, and it is time to do it your way. Welcome back to the show, you guys. Today's podcast episode is sponsored by Gusto. Payroll and benefits are hard, especially when you're a small business and starting out. You don't have time to be an expert in things like taxes and regulations, and old school payroll providers just aren't built for the way you work today. Gusto is making payroll, benefits, and HR easy for small businesses. Modern technology does the heavy lifting, so it's easy for you to get it right. You no longer have to be a big company to get great technology, great benefits, and great service for your team. To help show support, Gusto is offering my listeners, you guys, an exclusive limited time deal. Sign up today and you'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/she. Again, that's gusto.com/she, gusto.com/she. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to share something with you that I'm very, very excited about. If you've been in Her Way community or you have been following along on Instagram, then you know that I have this amazing course that I have been working on. But before that, I want to invite you guys to attend one of my free trainings coming up on how to build a freelance business from scratch without the overwhelm. And there are a couple different times that you can attend. They're happening the week of September 10th, and I would love for you to join me. In this free training, I am going to be covering the secrets to growing and scaling your freelance business, the number one thing that is preventing you from starting and how to overcome it. Also talking about starting a freelance business is easier than you think. So if you are at all interested in becoming a freelancer, then I highly suggest attending the training. You can head on over to shedidherwaypodcast.com/freelance. Again, it's shedidherwaypodcast.com/freelance. Oh my gosh, I miss you guys. I know that we talk twice a week, but I am really digging and enjoying these like solo shows every Monday that I get to record and just share things with you guys. And I feel like this is a chance where it's just us. And I really, really appreciate that. So I am so glad that you guys are here and showing up and tuning in. Today's episode gets me really, really excited because I love talking all things about outsourcing and how we can create more margin in our life and in our business so that we can work on our business instead of always in our business. And when you're starting out, the idea of paying someone to do something for you can be a little overwhelming. Like, where do I start? How much do I pay them? Where do I even find them? Will they get what I'm trying to achieve? What if it flops and doesn't work out? What if I spend all this time? Or we might think that, you know, it's only a few hours a week. What's the point? I'll just do it myself. But even if it's 2 hours a week that you get back every single week or every day because you've trained someone to do something in your business that doesn't require you to be there is so invaluable. It frees up not only your time, but your mental space to be able to plan, strategize, and create valuable content for your business. And so in this episode, I'm going to cover the three things to do when it comes to helping you outsource your first task. And maybe you're tuning in and you're in the super, super beginning phases, or maybe you haven't even launched your business yet and you're like, okay, this might not apply to me, but I'm telling you, it's definitely worth it because it can create the lens for you so that as you go and start your business and you do things in your business, you change the lens that you look through. And I'm going to talk about that later on in the episode. So number one, to outsource your task, and I do all of these things every time I think about outsourcing a task, this is what my mind goes through, is number one is identify what can and needs to be outsourced. So the first step in outsourcing is identifying what can and needs to be outsourced. This requires you to take inventory of what you are doing on a daily basis, weekly basis. What tasks are you doing? And you want to list out everything from maybe content creation to creating a folder in Dropbox, scheduling social media, creating graphics, scheduling and linking to Pinterest, even, like I said, if you're starting out as a business owner, it is still beneficial to go through this exercise, because even though you may be at a place where you're not ready to outsource, you at least can create the lens needed to take the first step when it comes to outsourcing when you're ready. And oftentimes we underestimate all the things that we do on a regular basis, but that really, even those small things, if it takes 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and you're doing it once a day, twice a day, it really, really adds up. So when you make your list, you want to look for things that you do on a repeatable basis where it almost becomes second nature to you. So some of the things that I just mentioned, like scheduling blog posts, social media, creating graphics, uploading documents, creating folders, scheduling emails, proofreading, podcast production. And I'm going to use podcast production as an example here because it's something that I can really talk about. And it was a really big process that for a really long time I did up until, I want to say maybe a year ago. And I've shared earlier that I've outsourced a significant part of the production to my VA now, but it wasn't always like this. And I did the whole process for a long time. And outside of writing show notes, I had always someone write show notes because I knew that was something that was not my strength and that was not my sweet spot. And it wasn't something that excited me. And I was able to create a template and then find someone that I could pay to do the show notes. Now, this is really interesting. What I found, actually, I could have outsourced the process of podcast production way before then when I actually did, but I kept doing the whole production process because it made me feel productive as if I was doing something. And I was afraid that when it came time to outsource that piece of my business, I would no longer have the satisfaction of doing it. So you also want to be mindful of what are you doing, because it makes you feel productive, but it's not really benefiting you in terms of growing your business. So some things though that you may not want to outsource in the beginning, or I don't recommend, and it's on a basis, business basis by basis, right, is email marketing, because that is your voice. And in the beginning years of your business, it's so important that you want to build that. And I know of super successful entrepreneurs who still write their email copy because that is their voice and they want to make sure that it is coming through. So that is something to think about that you may eventually want to outsource, but being cautious, not outsourcing something too soon. So number two is, after you've identified what needs to be outsourced and you've brainstormed, you've written everything down, what you really want to do is set up a process for anything that you do, because creating this process will allow you to plug and play and put people on your team that know exactly what to do so they can execute those tasks so that you can work on something on your business and not necessarily in your business and do the strategy. So setting up a process, and you must do this. You follow a specific process when it comes to what it is that you've written down. Maybe it's podcast production, responding to a client, taking orders, posting to social media. And if you don't have certain processes or you can't specifically go step by step and outline them, that's something that I encourage you to really pay attention to as you do the things in your business, because you're going to want to create those step-by-step processes. And you want to make sure that they are broken down into bite-sizable chunks so that as you begin to outsource to whoever you bring onto your team, they know exactly what they need to do. So after you've brainstormed the list that you do, you're going to pick one task that you've identified that you ultimately want to outsource. And I recommend picking a pretty easy, low-hanging fruit one to help you gain momentum and to understand the process. And after you pick that one thing that you want to outsource, grab a piece of paper and write out step by step how you do that one thing, what you do in order to accomplish that task, and then go back and see if you can break down the steps even into smaller steps again. Because the more descriptive you are with the tasks, the easier it is going to be to transfer the process. I like to use a sheet of paper because it's not as constraining as trying to type things out, and it tends just to flow easier for me when I'm just writing on a blank sheet of paper and I know that I do this, this, and this, and it's not perfect. Because then once you've brain dumped everything and you've written out all the steps to accomplish that task, go back and make sure they're in order. So what I do after I write everything down on a blank sheet of paper, and again, it's not pretty, but I'll go back and I'll think, okay, what is step one in this task? What is step two? And I'll write the number next to that subtask, if you will, on that sheet of paper. And so then once I know the order of the tasks, I will then transfer them into a project management system. And you can pick any one. I know people use Trello. I use Asana. And so it's really up to you and what you've already created and what system are you going to use? There's no wrong system. The wrong system is choosing a system that you don't use. So choose something that you know you're going to use. Oh my gosh, I just had to pause for a second. It's like I had a frog in my throat. Okay, so for Asana, I've got this one task, so podcast production. And then I've written out on this sheet of paper all the things that go into podcast production. I've gone back, I've seen if I can break down the tasks more, even into smaller bite-sizable chunks. And then I've gone back and I have written the order in which I do them. Now I'm in Asana and I created a project that is called Template for Podcast Episode. I then took all the tasks I had written down in order on my piece of paper and transferred them into Asana as individual tasks. So with Asana, you can assign who the task is for, which is awesome because even though if right now you're not at a time where you are outsourcing, you can still right now assign them to yourself. And then when you get to a place where you are outsourcing that, you can assign them to whoever you're outsourcing them to, which is awesome. You can also assign due dates, which is helpful when it comes to accomplishing things on time. So after I've set everything up and I've created my template for podcast episode, and this might be a template for social media posting, a template for client engagement, whatever it is you want to set up that process. And what I do is I don't immediately go out but I don't immediately create the process and then give it to my VA. I will plug myself into the process to see if there are any holes. So I might do this for a week or a day. It depends on the task itself, but I really want to see if I'm missing something before I then go and try to transfer the task to a VA because I want to make sure that it makes sense to me, obviously, and that the process works before I outsource it to someone else. And lastly, setting up a process may also help you identify where you need to create templates in your business. So another example is part of podcast production is creating an episode graphic. I need to create a template that explains how, or an SOP, a standing operating procedure that explains how to create an episode graphic. Another example is emailing potential guests to come on the show. And I needed to create a template, an email template for that as well, which leads me into the third and final step. So after you've identified what needs and can be outsourced, and you've selected that one specific task, you'll set up a process and understand all the subtasks that go into creating and executing that big task. Then you ultimately want to create a training library. So this is really where you start to transfer that skill and transfer that task. This is a centralized place where you keep all your videos and outlines your SOPs on the how to do X, Y, and Z in your business. I found it most beneficial and helpful to create not only written outlines, but videos of me recording myself doing a particular task. To continue with the one of the previous examples for potential guests coming on the show, I recorded myself with screen and audio, demonstrating where I pulled the information from to find out who and where to send the email to, where to get my Calendly link from, what information to swap out in the email, etc. I try to keep the videos under 7 minutes so that I'm not trying to show too much at once and that they are easier to digest. Once I complete all the videos, I create a folder and upload the videos and outline so that my VA can have access to it. And for video recording, I've used QuickTime, and recently I've really started getting into Loom, which is LOOM. Loom is amazing because it integrates with your Google Chrome and you can record your screen from wherever you're at with whatever you're doing and you don't need to open up any other applications. Plus it's free, which bonus. Those are the three steps that I follow every time I go to outsource. And now it's gotten easier and it's a quicker process for me because I've done it so many times. And I'm always now in the business. If I'm doing something, creating something, I'm always thinking, okay, do I need to be doing this? How can I create a process that I then can outsource to one of my VAs? I just did this with Pinterest and creating Pinterest graphics because we do not have a strong presence on Pinterest. And so now I've created an entire SOP with processes and a written outline along with a video to go with it that I've then outsourced to my VA who is creating the Pinterest graphics for each of the episodes, all 292. And he is pinning them to the appropriate boards and creating the graphics. And it's amazing because it's not me doing that. And it's really, you kind of, it gets kind of fun when you can start to do that. And you just want to make sure that you're doing it in a scalable way and creating the right processes so that you can manage it. But it's definitely worth it. So I want to leave you guys with some things to keep in mind. And I, like I said, don't outsource something that you need to do because you just don't want to do it or you do it too soon. And I've made a few costly mistakes doing this in the beginning where I outsourced helping create email funnels, the sophisticated email funnels, and I didn't really fully understand it. And not only did it cost me a lot of time, but it cost me a lot of money. So make sure that you are doing the things that you need to do in the beginning stages of your business before you then go outsource. Number two, I will say another one is that even when you start to outsource, your end product or what you get, that task, that end task that you've outsourced, it may not be perfect, but that is okay. And you have to inspect what you expect and coach your VA or coach whoever it is that you've outsourced that task to. And as you take on new tasks in your business, create the lens of, is this something that can be outsourced? And if yes, how can you create that SOP? How can you create that process for it? If you're looking to find a VA, there's so many websites that you can do this. Before you do that, I would then create a job description, have them execute a task as a potential job interview to see if it's a good fit. If you're looking for job description inspiration, you can head to Fiverr, you can head to Upwork. You can also find VAs in numerous Facebook groups that are out there as well. And so it's pretty easy to find it. Even if there's people out there for $10 an hour, $15 an hour, it's amazing. They're really excited. And it's a great investment to spend $10 to $15 an hour for a few hours a week to get that time back so you can free up that time and work on your business. So there you have it, friends. I've also created a how to start outsourcing checklist that you can download by heading to the show notes for this podcast episode, or you can head to shedidherwaypodcast.com and click the freebies button at the top of the page to download it as well. You guys rock. I hope you have an amazing week. Be sure to tune into next Monday's episode as well. I have a feeling you definitely will want to tune in. It's all about selecting the business idea, if you have so many business ideas that you want to take action on, and how to start taking action on that one business idea. So stay tuned. Payroll and benefits can be hard, especially when you're a small business. So Gusto is making payroll, benefits, and HR easy for modern small businesses. You no longer have to be a big company to get great technology, great benefits, and great service to take care of your team. To help support today's show, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive limited time deal. Sign up today and you'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/she. Again, that's gusto.com/she. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast episode. For more information, check out shedidherway.com. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to leave me a review on iTunes and let me know what you think. Until next time, keep doing it your way.